People have long dreamt of living in paradise. But for most, it's somewhere just out of reach.
I think we're all searching for paradise, our little Garden of Eden.
Billionaire Sir Richard Branson has tried to do the impossible and create utopia on his 74-acre private island called Necca in the middle of the Caribbean Sea.
It's just a place of absolute beauty. It's really lovely.
We didn't even, like, speak to one another for, like, an hour. We were just, like, in awe.
Enjoying this Garden of Eden comes at a price. 1 week's stay costs over £280,000.
They want to know what Patchy's business is, what do you do, how do you make your money?
This is the story of the guests who come to stay on Necca Island and those who serve them, working tirelessly to sell the Caribbean dream.
Sometimes you're good and bad.
Yeah, some get some real messy ones.
Really, really messy.
Yeah, some group are really demanding. All day they will ask for food and food.
They have to battle to keep nature at bay.
They're just wasting their time. That sand is fine where it is.
And attend to the guests' every whim.
We once had a new management team that came and they brought in two rules. The first, staff cannot drink with the guests and staff may not have relationships with the guests. It's not the way this island would work or run very well.
Miles northwest of Antigua lies Necca. It's one of the smallest of the British Virgin Islands, but its reputation stretches far and wide. It's attracted everyone from Nelson Mandela and Princess Diana to Kate Moss and One Direction's Harry Styles.
All stations, just to let you know, helicopters arriving in 10 minutes.
House manager Kat grew up in Oxfordshire. She was 16 before she'd had the chance to travel abroad.
My family holidays were very much a caravan in a nice beach location in the UK. So this is, a dream.
We are about to go and meet Kerry and Patch, who are some good friends of ours. They've stayed here on Necca many times.
Because of its remote location, getting to the island isn't easy. After flying to the Caribbean, guests make the rest of the journey either by boat, or if they can afford it, by helicopter. Birmingham couple, Kerry and Patch, are frequent visitors.
So the first time we came here was for our honeymoon, so back in 2005. I've been here 9 times.
Oh, I've been 8.
I love seeing guests coming back for the 10th time, for the 21st time, and just still having that absolute sense of elation, joy, and just getting away from the rest of the world.
Necca caters for just 30 people in 15 rooms. Usually the whole island is hired out, costing over £40,000 per night. But for a few weeks a year, guests don't have to book the entire island. Rooms are rented out individually.
So